Part 1. Chapter 1. The Famous Gentleman. Idle reader, I can guess that you only picked up this book because your parents or teacher want you to read it. I would love this to be the most amazing book you can imagine, the book to end all books, so you'd never have to read again. But that's probably not going to happen. You would need a brilliant storyteller for that. Instead, I'll tell you the story of someone who got into a lot of trouble by reading too much. Once you hear his story, exactly how it happened, you'll see how silly books can be, especially if you read too many of them. This is the story of the famous knight Don Quixote. You can thank me later for allowing you to meet his squire, Sancho Panza. Not long ago, in a town in La Mancha, whose name I don't remember, lived an old man. He had an old lance, and an old shield, and an old horse. He didn't have much else. I don't remember the man's real name either, but it doesn't matter. This story is true. The old man's favorite thing to do was read. He read books of chivalry, which told grand stories about brave knights-errant and their adventures long ago. Knights-errant rode around the land looking to prove their worth by winning duels and other knightly acts. These books were full of nonsense and things that never could have happened. The old man often wondered how the knights survived fights that should have killed them, even though he was glad that their survival meant there would be more stories to come. The old man spent all his money on books, then he read all day and all night. He read so much that he forgot which knights were real and which were just characters and stories. This led him down a dangerous path. He read about so many battles and romances that his brain shriveled up and he lost his senses. He even lost himself in the stories. The only thing that made sense to the old man was to become a knight-errant himself, even though knights-errant had not existed for 100 years or more. First, the old man found some old rusty armor and tried to polish it up. When he tested it, it broke. He repaired the armor, but decided not to test it again. He didn't want to spend any more time fixing it. Then he went to find his horse. The horse was as old and broken down as the man's armor, but in his eyes, the old nag rivaled the strongest battle horses in history.
"Yes, you will serve me well, mighty horse. From this day forth, you shall be called Rocinante, and I will be known as Don Quixote of La Mancha, so everyone will know where the famous knight is from," he declared.
Finally, Don Quixote wanted to be able to send his defeated enemies to a lady to grovel for her forgiveness. Aldonza Lorenzo from a nearby village would do, even though he hardly knew her. He gave Aldonza a new name, too, Dulcinea. She was an ordinary person, but he thought of her as a great lady. Don Quixote of La Mancha put on his armor, took up his lance and shield, and rode away from home on Rocinante. As he traveled across the countryside, he realized that in order to be a real knight, he would need someone to knight him. He decided to ask the first person he found to do the job. So he rode and rode. Along the way, Don Quixote imagined what his beloved books of chivalry would write about him.
"There will be volumes written about the beautiful lands I traveled, my famous horse, Rocinante, all of my brave deeds, and of course my love for the beautiful Dulcinea."
He sounded just like his favorite books. Before he knew it, the day was almost over. He and Rocinante were very tired. Luckily, Don Quixote found an inn nearby. It was an ordinary inn, but to Don Quixote, lost in his stories, it looked like a castle with towers and a drawbridge. As he approached, a pig herder blew a horn to shoo his pigs out of the mud.
"How wonderful! A